From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, and www.vinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. As many as 105,901 Indonesians received their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine on Saturday, taking the number of fully vaccinated people to 13,018,524. Meanwhile, the number of people receiving their first COVID-19 dose rose by 550,995 to reach 26,032,131 as of Saturday, based on data issued by the Ministry of Health. The government is planning to vaccinate 40 million people in the first and second phases of the national vaccination program. The targeted vaccine recipients include healthcare workers, public service officers, and senior citizens. Overall, the government is seeking to vaccinate 181.5 million citizens, or 70% of the country's population, to create herd immunity against the virus. The Industry Ministry is expecting the policy fixing the gas price at $6 per metric million British thermal units, or MMBTU, for the industrial sector to boost tax receipt and investment. The seven industrial sector that have been granted the gas price adjustment facility at $6 per MMBTU will support the manufacturing industry contribution to tax receipt. Spokesperson for the Industry Ministry Febri Henry Antoni Arif said in a written statement on Saturday, the seven industrial sectors that have been extended the gas price adjustment facility produce fertilizer, oleochemicals, ceramics, petrochemicals, steel, glass, and rubber gloves. The seven industrial sector comprise 176 industries. Tax received from the seven industrial sector have shown an increase every year. Minister of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Regions on Transmigration Abdul Halim Iskandar has asked villages to think beyond tourism and focus on making good quality and a greater variety of indigenous products. He said this while visiting Wedani village, Gresik East Java, on Saturday. He said that based on the availability of superior products in the village, including woven handicrafts, products that have penetrated the export market. The minister emphasized that village independence is aimed at eliminating poverty at the village level. He said he hoped that the success of Wedani village would serve as a model for other villages so that village economic diversification can be realized. Let's move it on to the international news. Philippines' former President Benigno Aquino was laid to rest in Manila Cemetery on Saturday besides his parents, two of the Southeast Asian country's democracy icons. Hundreds of mourners in black and white, some also wearing yellow, the color associated with the Aquino family, a 1986 revolution that toppled a dictator, ribbons and face mask, attended a funeral mass and burial ceremony. Aquino, president from 2010 to 2016, died at the age of 61 in Manila Hospital on Thursday of kidney failure as a result of diabetes. Known popularly as Noynoy, Aquino rode a wave of public support to the presidency after the 2009 death of his mother, the revered people power leader Corazon Aquino, who was president from 1986 to 1992. Aquino, who led a private life after stepping down, is survived by four sisters. Taiwan reports its first domestically transmitted case of the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus on Saturday, tightening controls in the southern parts of the island where the cases have occurred. Six people have been confirmed to have the Delta variant, including two who returned this month from Peru, where they are suspected of bringing the infection from. One of them has been classified as a domestic infection rather than within the family who arrived from Peru. The government is carrying out mass testing in the area where the cases were reported, quarantining all suspected contacts. It has ordered supermarkets, restaurants and wet markets closed for 3 days. Germany will soon have so many doses of COVID-19 vaccine on hand that it will be able to offer shots to passers-by in city centers or at places of worship as it seeks to vaccinate at least 80% of the population. According to Health Minister Jens Spahn, the government will deliver 5 million doses to regional vaccination centers in the first week of July, and drug maker Moderna Incorporation will be able to deliver double the doses it had originally promised Germany. That will mean the country will shift to campaigning more actively to encourage those who are hesitant to get a shot, offering vaccine to passersby in a city center or at churches and mosques. Iran said on Saturday it believes a restatement of its 2015 nuclear deal with major world powers is possible, but warned that Tehran will not negotiate forever. Out of this steadfast commitment to salvage a deal that the U.S. tried to torpedo, Iran has been the most active party in Vienna, proposing most drafts, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Saeed Khatibzadeh said on Twitter, referring to talks aimed at reviving the nuclear deal. Iran and the United States have been holding indirect talks on reviving the 2015 agreement between Tehran and six powers that imposed restrictions on Tehran's nuclear activities in exchange for lifting international sanctions. That was the news.
Thank you.
The case of COVID-19 in Indonesia has recently increased very sharply. On Thursday, June 24th, for example, the total addition per day reached more than 20,000 cases. This condition is exacerbated by the widespread of a new variant of the coronavirus. The day before, President Joko Widodo had explained through the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel that he had received many proposals regarding the handling of COVID-19, which had spiked drastically in recent times. One of the inputs he received was the reimposition of large-scale social restriction and lockdowns. The president said that he welcomes any input, whether from individual, group, or community. The head of state added that the surge in positive cases had indeed resulted in an increase in the bed occupancy rate at the COVID-19 referral hospital. To deal with this, the government has studied various options for handling COVID-19 by taking into account economic, social and political conditions in the country and experiences from other countries. According to the president, from these studies, it was concluded that the implementation of micro-scale community activity restriction was still the best for the moment. According to the president, this policy is most appropriate to stop or control the spread of COVID-19 down to the village level or directly to the root of the problem, namely the community, without killing the people's economy. President Joko Widodo emphasized that micro-scale community activity restrictions and lockdown have the same essence, namely limiting community activities. Therefore, the two do not need to be contradicted. President Joko Widodo is of the opinion that if the restriction is implemented properly, the rate of coronavirus cases should be under control. However, problem now, the policy is not comprehensively implemented and is still sporadic in some places. Therefore, the president asked all governors, regions, and mayors to sharpen its implementation and optimize the COVID-19 handling posts that have been established in each village or sub-district. He invited all Indonesians to be more disciplined in dealing with the epidemic because this disease does not recognize race or discrimination. Everyone, no matter what their origin, economic status, religion, or ethnicity, can all be affected. The president at the State Palace on Friday again reminded that the pandemic is not over and people must continue to be vigilant. He stressed that the extraordinary situation faced by this nation must be responded with quick and appropriate policies, which require equal frequencies by all parties.
The regular program today in history starts from an event on June 27, 1954. The opening nuclear power plant in the Soviet Union became the first nuclear power plant in the world, which produced 5 kilowatts electricity. 2 years later, the nuclear power plant was built and operated with different functions in England. While in France, the first nuclear operations center was exploited and began production in Chinon in 1963. Nuclear technological models became a trend for energy throughout the world, even though the production cost was expensive in 70 until 80. Finally, the Chernobyl disaster in 1986 had made human beings thinking over the nuclear usage as a power plant. The next event is that in 1993, the United States attacked Baghdad. On June 27, 1993, by using long-range missiles, the United States attacked Baghdad and surrounding areas. The attack was launched because the United States accused the Saddam regime to be involved in the suspected assassination of U.S. former President George Bush Sr. when visiting Kuwait in April in the same year. In the attack, 6 Iraqi civilians were killed and Iraqi security office was destroyed. The last event is that in 1997, Rachmaninoff and Abdullah Nur signed a peace agreement. On June 27, 1997, President of Tajikistan Imomali Rahmonov and leader of Islamic struggle of the country, Abdullah Nur, signed a peace agreement in Moscow, Russia. By the agreement, the civil war in Tajikistan ended. A year later, after the independence of Tajikistan in 1991, following the fall down of Soviet Union, there appeared conflict among the groups which wanted to be run by Islamic government in Tajikistan with pro-Russian group. Finally, the conflict erupted to be a civil war which caused many casualties. The United Nations, Iran, and Russia tried to be mediators between the two groups, which finally succeeded to pass the signing of the agreement in 1997. Based on the agreement, 30% of government positions were given to Islamic group and their Islamic soldiers were involved in the Tajikistan military. In addition, an amendment was made to the Tajikistan constitution which accommodates the will of Islamic groups. And listener, that's today in history.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Pravotorov Kostyantin in Ukraine. He was listening to our program in German through frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 3533. Hello, Mr. Pravotorov Kostyantin. Thank you very much for your attention on our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to German section. Please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you. Well, Mr. Pravotorov Kostyantin, keep listening and have a wonderful day. Here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy! Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali requested that international communication between the four venue clusters of sports of the Papua National Sports Week or PON and the organizing committee be increased, especially considering that there are only 100 days remaining until the opening of the quadrennial event, which will start on October 2nd. The venues in the four cluster are said to be 100% ready. In addition to the Jayapura City cluster, the biggest sporting events is also spread out in the Jayapura, Mimika, and Merauke Regency cluster. Meanwhile, the Minister of Communication and Information, Johnny G. Plate, at the event called Peking at the Readiness of the Papua PON, said his ministry guarantees telecommunication during the implementation of the Papua National Sports Week run smoothly. Minister Johnny G. Plate also emphasized that the ministry has taken all steps to ensure the availability of telecommunication services and the sufficient bandwidth during the implementation of the biggest sporting event in Indonesia, be it before, during, or after National Sports Week and National Paralympic Week in Papua.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen ze de overdragingsketen des COVID-19 virus door richtige dragen van masker. Mijn masker schützt dich, deine masker schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Mayor Abdul Sattar Salvi in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Mayor Abdul Sattar Salvi. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. You can learn Indonesian language word by word through our program, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which is broadcasted every Monday to Wednesday. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy! RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Sanggara Balanda is a typical snack that must be present at Bugis Makassar traditional events in South Sulawesi. According to the Bugis Makassaris language, Sanggara means fried banana, and Balanda is Dutch, who at that time colonized the land of South Sulawesi. So it can be interpreted that Sanggara Balanda is typical Dutch fried banana. According to the story, the snack was very popular among the Dutch during the colonial time. It is actually only simple fried banana added with some butter or margarine and cheese, but the Dutch really liked it then. Maybe that's why it is called Sanggara Balanda. Today in Makassar, to make Sanggara Balanda, you must use special kind of banana called Pisang Raja or plantains banana that are well ripe. You can't use other bananas because it will make Sanggara Balanda different in aroma and taste. Plantains are high in sugar content, so when they are fried, there will be a caramelization process that produces a distinctive aroma. To get the right results, the banana must be fried twice. The first is to get the distinctive aroma of fried plantains, and the second is after being dipped in egg mixture. If it is directly dipped and fried, the aroma will be different. After frying, Sanggara Balanda is then split in the middle and sprinkled with peanuts that have been roasted and mashed first. Sanggara Balanda is usually served with syrup made of sugar that has previously been melted. Some people still add some grated cheese on top, or serve it with sweetened condensed milk or palm sugar sauce. For those who like chocolate, of course, you can add it to enrich the taste. Indeed, today the toppings are varied. Apart from being a must-have snack at Bugis Makassar traditional events, Sanggara Balanda is also a favorite menu for breaking the fast during the fasting months of Ramadan. It is an option because in addition to being sweet, this typical Bugis Makassar snack must always be served fresh. In fact, it is not something that can last a long time, at most 3 days, if you put it in the refrigerator.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yoshi te COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让争取佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión. usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Work on the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we will reply another email from Kalapabas in Pakistan. Hello sir, how are you today? Thank you for your visiting on our website voinews.id. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you and other our listeners throughout the world. Keep listening and have a great day.
Sampai
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
University of Indonesia students won a dental competition organized by the International Association of Dental Students. Darwin Yunaidi, a 2015 Dentistry's Professional Program student, won the best title among 19 participants from Indonesia, Malaysia, Taiwan, Cambodia, Pakistan, and Palestine. The virtual competition was held on May 21st to 22nd, 2021. In the International Association of Dental Students Annual Summit of Asia Pacific 2021 competition, Darwin presented a clinical case entitled Management of Midline Diastema on Interior Teeth with Direct Composite Restoration, a case report. Shalina Ricardo, Darwin's supervisor at the University of Indonesia Faculty of Dentistry, conveyed it in a statement shared on Wednesday, June 23, 2021. Shalina said that this achievement is expected to be a motivation for other fellow students in expressing their potential and making the University of Indonesia proud in international arena. According to her, this competition is part of the first International Association of Dental Students Regional Conference in Asia Pacific and was held online. Each participant in the competition was given 7 minutes to present the presentation and 5 minutes for a questions and answers session with the judges. The assessment was then carried out based on several components, namely the uniqueness of the case, the description of the case, the ability to present a presentation, the accuracy of answering questions, the ability to think critically, and the level of confidence during the presentation and answering questions. The judges came from Indonesia, Thailand and Saudi Arabia.
Takkan pernah ada wanita yang bisa
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I will present you with a song by Budi Doremi. His name became popular in the Indonesian music scene thanks to the song Doremi, which dominated in the market back in 2011. It has been almost a decade that Budi Doremi has contributed to the Indonesian music industry. In that period, he has produced many works that are accepted by the wider community. In April 2021, he released a single titled Mesin Waktu. This song describes the condition of someone who is compatible with each other but can't be together because they already have their respective partners and one of them hopes to have a time machine to change his love destiny. Mesin Waktu is one of the four songs used in a short movie called Aku dan Mesin Waktu. Well, listener, here is Budi Doremi.
Kalau harus ku mengingatmu lagi, aku takkan sanggup dengan yang terjadi pada kita. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Aku kalah. Cinta ini pahit dan tak harus memiliki. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali. Ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau bawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Panjang perjalanan yang harus ku lalui, merelakanmu. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali, ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau membawa kamu. Cinta yang ku pilih.
meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau. Membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
Terima kasih.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vinews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. See you on the next English program.